people. Bucks here, Bucks Podcast. I got another Ontario Bigfoot story. This one is around the Sault Ste. Marie area. It's actually from Blind River. It says Highway 557 runs north just to Highway 17, which is a main road to Sault Ste. Marie. The location is 3/4 of the way up the 557 at the foot end of Bearhead Lake. The area is generally is bush with some logging in the area. The area is overrun by black bears and they are common. They always run when they see a person. Story goes, summertime. The area is north of the north shore of Lake Huron, north of Blind River, by about 20 miles of Bearhead Lake. The area is incredibly dense bush in most places, impenetrable due to low shrub and swamp. We were at the cottage, one about 8 or 9 on the lake on the east side. The west side of the lake had no habitation, just rock and thick brush. There are lots of critters, bears, wolves, moose, deer along and with porcupines. I am fairly familiar with all these types of animals, their noses, and most part they are scared of humans and they bolt when they see a person. We have been at the cottage for a few days, perhaps 3, when whistling started around the kitchen table. Taking fish late at night with my sons, we heard a series of grunt, chirps, and squeals. I thought it might be a bear with the youngs across the lake, you know, as cubs often can be heard squealing and playing in the area. The noises, however, were much organized than bear cubs, and they were coming from 2 different locations. The distance across the lake is perhaps 500 yards. It's fairly obvious that these sounds were coming from 2 areas about 15 degrees apart. The noise of the wood breaking and banging was quite loud, and it was intercepted with a series of whooping grunts. Best description. We stepped out of the deck to listen better. It was fairly obvious that the one noise was getting closer to the other. My neighbor, who has lived on the lake for more than 40 years, was out having a beer and talking to the night air. He acknowledged of the woods and area and was way better than mine. I called him over to listen as well, as all hushed and listened for a few minutes. I could tell by his head shaking that he had no idea what it was. The noise is really loud and it sounded like mayhem was breaking loose. Trees being smacked and banging noises, shouts and hoops. Then it went quiet real quick when we was followed by a series of deep whooping noises and clicks, which went on intermittently past the point and I went to sleep. The following day my lads headed out into the canoe out to where the fallen tree could be seen across the lake the day before. Immediately, it was obvious that the tree had gone from our perspective. I shouted to them, "Where is the tree?" They went across, then started to paddle back. I was looking at eagles overhead through the binoculars when I scrambled back to the lake and my lads. I drew a line on the shore behind them when I see the big black round thing sitting on the shoulder on a boulder about 20 feet above the water. I thought at first it was a bear, but when a bear sits on its legs, it just sticks out the front slightly sprawled. This thing had knees and it was sitting on its haunches with the knees up near its chest. I was not sure what I was seeing, so I looked away and went back to it, and I could see that I was not mistaken. It had knees and was covered with hair with no neck. It sat on its haunches, then slapped its hands on the rock there about 3 times before both hands at the same time. I started waving and shouting to my kids, who are about 300 yards away from that same thing. And pointing and trying to keep an eye on it through the binoculars. I could not tell if the kids understood, So I went back and looking and waving my hands and pointing. The thing just stood up and walked into the bush behind it. The thing had no neck and looked kind of straggly and matty. It did not have bear's profile. It was like the back of its head sloped down to its back. It was huge on top, like the chest area, but very scrawny, but by comparison. Legs, the hairs on its legs was thinner and lighter. When the kids got into dock, I asked them if they saw what I was pointing at. They didn't. They couldn't figure out why I was waving. I told them I seen a bear. When I asked them about where the tree had gone, they told me someone had dragged it to the beach, which was in the words was weird. I did not have not told them anything what I saw. It's sort of embarrassing, and I figure they would have thought I was just getting them. The noises that we heard the night before continued that evening, but from the point further up the lake, we did not hear them again for 2 nights after that. And then we heard an hour of crazy noises similar to, and I hate to say it, a monkey, but with great bass or chest in it. The sound had weight. Moose made odd noises, also bears, but neither of them had the weight of the sound. It was a big sound. I have heard owls make the amazing complex series of whoops and yells at ear-splitting volumes, but they didn't have the weight or the bass, the sound, or nor the organization in the way of the sounds that we heard that were vocalized. I am sure of what I saw, and I can't think of any creature that would match it, what I saw. It feels very weird to even be writing this, and I'm sure on reflection of what I have written, also be absolutely true as I remember. Well, it's another story from Ontario. Thanks for listening. Remember, you're a hockey player. Keep that stick on the ice.